gonna wait. So usually I gotta wait till this goes, and then there we go. Okay, we're back on the record. We're continuing a review of the proposed preliminary plat. Staff, did you have some clarifying comments, or should we have the applicant step up to address any comments that they wanted to address? Preferences?
Just Jeff Smith, part of DCD. I guess I have one comment, and then I'd like the applicant to come up and clarify the revised submittal that they were. But again, I'd like to apologize to Jason Branner. We talked in let me see here. We talked in February. And yeah, we did. I sent you an email back, and your comments are dated August 4th, 2016, where you commented on sewer traffic and stream impact. And that was in relationship to the notice of application. And I sent you an email back after a phone call, and I did some research, and I found your email, and I responded back on February 10th. You. So I apologize. Again, we talked on the phone about not being able to get a response back. And clarify that about developer contribution to construction of sidewalks. There are, right now it appears that there are areas that's sidewalks to nowhere, but they're specifically in central Kitsap outside of Silverdale. We're making connections.
The long-term plan.
Oh, yeah. It's coming together. I think I spoke to the applicant about the typo on the parking calculation. It is supposed to be 56 required. He's providing 58. And I think that's enough. I mean, 26, I'm 26, sorry.
Yeah, I thought it was different.
It's 26 and 28. 20, I apologize. Yep. Okay, thank you.
Anything else from staff at this time? Okay. Did you want to address anything further? I know there was some discussion about a revised site plan and so forth. You remain under oath. Your
yes,
name
ma'am.
Again, though, for the record.
Ray McDuffie. In regards to some of the public comments on this application, there's a lot of mention towards high density. What this property is urban low density residential. Those lots above us are of that size because they're septic lots. We're bringing sewer down to these units. If sewer was provided earlier on stage with that development in Orthos, they would not be that size of large either. Well, depending on what the code was at the time as well. But as we're bringing sewer down, that's why our lots are a little bit smaller, but we're still within the low density residential as guided by the county. Speed along Central Valley Road, we can't control that. We have our intersections at that location because that is the best, safest spot for this development and Central Valley Road. As far as taking 52 lots off that intersection, that street section is wide enough. If for any reason a car breaks down on one of those lanes, it's wide enough to have another traffic, fire truck, ambulance to go on the other side. Those inner planters in there that we're having for our sidewalks or our parking, it's 20 feet on both sides. So the fire truck can go either way, ambulance can go either way. So there's plenty of access in and out for our people. As far as the trees that's to be retained, again, we're going to walk with it with Miss, our forgot her name as well. Bigelow.
Yeah, Bigelow. Yeah.
With Miss Bigelow. And again, we will tell that staff is obviously going to be there, but if we could have an address from one of the neighbors above, we'll send them out a notice that we're going to be out in these stations so they can join us. At this time, we'd like to offer up an exhibit to make our park more of a centrally located feature. We have it now. We had it now before, of course, on the west side and small pocket parks throughout. We did one here recently that puts a centrally located park north side of the road, south of Madrona, that should satisfy staff. Can't speak for them, but I think they're going to review it.
So that will be Exhibit 46. Yes, ma'am. And I will get all of the exhibits that come in today. I don't have them right now in front of me, but that includes the comments that have come in.
Which brings us to you're going to leave it open hearing.
Yeah, the way I usually do that is the record is kept open. So it's kept open for written materials, not for further oral comment. And so it would be kept open for a week or two, probably 2 weeks. And then I am required to issue a decision within 10 days. So you have a period where the comments come in. Anyone can submit comments. Staff can review the revised site plan. If you have anything additional you wanted to add, you can do so. And then I issue a decision, title decision, on within 10 days of when the record closes.
Is it limited to items that were talked about in the hearing today? Or is there going to be new topics?
I'm not going to limit that. If there are new topics, I understand your concern. If there's new topics that come up and you all do not have an opportunity to address that, let me think about that. Definitely, I understand that if new material comes in and there are new issues, you know, I don't want to. I don't think I can, restrain people's ability to they will review the materials and so forth. But somehow or another, you will be afforded an opportunity to address if there are new issues. Okay. I assume staff will keep a record of anything that comes in, so you can have an opportunity to look at all that. So
we're going to talk with staff hopefully right after this meeting as far as relationship to the trees that are being preserved in the park we have proposed. The drawing that I gave them just recently is a glorified worksheet for me, so it has to be refined a little bit, which I can have back down here Monday. So I don't want it held up on our side.
Okay.
So it's just a matter of we're trying to get this project in the ground, constructed this summer.
Understood, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Any more questions of us?
No, I don't think I have anything else.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else from staff? Any other questions on this? Okay. Okay.
Hello.
Mr. Sheehy, again for the record.
Yes, yeah. Steve Heacock again.
Sheehy, sorry.
Yep. Yeah, no worries. we did at the recess take a look at a revised site plan. It does include elements that we had had concerns about in our staff report about a public park area, and in relation to the tree safety concerns, the location of this particular park, which is an exhibit that will be coming from the applicant, is putting that park area, if you will, in this danger tree area, so that those danger trees can be removed, they'd be safe. It'd be a safe place for children to park, to play, and do their thing. In the landscape plan, there is a fencing plan that's part of this as well. And then we'll have a little bit more detail on that we'll provide once that revision comes in. But just for the record, we had reviewed that, and we really do support that. It makes sense to have children's park, if you will, in this location. It's a good match.
Okay. Thank you.
That's all I had.
Thank you. All right. That's it from staff then? Okay. All right. I think what we will do, as I had mentioned earlier about keeping the record open, we will keep it open, I think, for 2 weeks. It sounds like the applicant does not need that much time, but maybe the citizens who've commented may need a little bit additional time to familiarize themselves with material that's in the record. I would encourage the applicant and the neighbors to this proposal, if they have concerns, to discuss those, coordinate with each other. I can't, of course, require people to meet and discuss anything, but it sounds like that could be a productive discussion, could be helpful. So 2 weeks from today means, I think, Thursday, May 25th, close of business, I believe that's probably about 5 p.m., I assume, but whenever planning department closes, on May 25th. So we'll keep the record open through May 25th. And so the applicant, citizens who've commented, can, in that time period, review any of the materials they have not seen and then submit any comments into the record. The applicant had a question about if there are new issues that come up. Let's wait and see. I mean, if there are new issues and somehow the applicant needs some additional time to deal with that, I'm open to that. I want to be careful along those lines. But I do think that if new issues come up that the applicant has not had an opportunity to address, it's only fair to provide that opportunity. I don't think I need to address that today. Presumably, most of the comments will be along the lines of what we've heard today, but you never know until the comment period is closed. And then so once the comment period closes, a decision, as I mentioned earlier, will issue within 10 days. I will send that to email it to the planning department, to the hearing examiner clerk, and she will then forward it on to the applicant and also the folks who have testified if they have provided contact information so that she can take care of that. So I think that's it for today. One last question, it looks like. Could you step forward just so we can capture everything on the...
Ryan McDuffie? Mm-hmm. Can I get a copy of that sign-in sheet? Most of them had emails on them, and I can get some copies out to those people on the list.
Yes, I think I got this, and I think I was good and didn't make notes on it. So, yeah, we'll make sure we can get that. Yep. Yes, and one question from a citizen. Yes.
Jason Branner.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's something that's been identified in the staff report, clarification requested for instance, wildlife corridors on the plan, and they're not on the plan as of yet, what happens with that? Do they just get overlooked, even though the staff report says, you know, the code says this is what we should have, we don't see it, move on? How does that work to reconcile anything that the staff report says it needs to be there, but it's not?
The final approved plat is a combination of what is on that site plan and then also the conditions. So if the conditions say you have to do X, Y, and Z, then whether or not it's on the site plan, then you have to do X, Y, and Z. So the ultimate project needs to be consistent with both the conditions of approval as well as the site plan.
And how is it, just from my understanding, If the county identifies 100 conditions, how are those identified as being completed?
That's through their process. I know they're pretty rigorous in terms of making sure and checking that. And there's also a final plat process. So there are there are internal processes outside of what I do, in which I know that the planning department, it's probably a better question to discuss with them, but I do know they have a rigorous process for making sure that conditions are complied with and so forth. So, but yeah, that's more a question for the planning department.
I'm just looking for guidance.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? All right. I think we are closing this for today. And, as I mentioned earlier, we'll keep the record open through, May 25th, I think I said, which is a Thursday. And the decision will be out within 10 days of that. So, thank you all.